If we had a dozen oranges yesterday, today somebody asks us for an orange and we say, well, I'm sorry, the oranges are all
gone.
What's all gone?
The oranges. The oranges are all gone.
And what are some vegetables you might grow in the garden?
Oh, peas, beans, carrots, beets.
What kind of beans?
Beans, lima beans, or just a string bean.
All right. What other things in the garden?
Is it peas, carrots, lettuce, corn, tomatoes? Peppers? Sweet potatoes? Irish potatoes?
What's that again?
Sweet potatoes? Irish potatoes?
When you have lima beans, you have to take something, you have to do something to them. You have to take the peas.
Oh, God.
So what do you call it? I'm going to do what to the beans?
Whole beans.
Some people shell the beans.
Well, I've heard that too, but we never always call them hull.
How about onions? Do you have?
Yeah, we have onions. Muskmelons? Cucumbers?
What was that before cucumbers?
Muskmelons?
Is that the same as cantaloupe or different?
Same thing. Well, I think I don't know whether there's any difference between them or not. Mm-hmm. I just like, always have two or three names for everything we got, and that's one of the cases, I guess.
Any different kind of onions?
Those are red and white, is all I know.
And how about, radishes?
Yeah, we have radishes.
Oh, you have what?
Radishes.
Getting you to say it.
I know it.
How about the tops of beets or turnips? Do you ever cook them?
Beets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call it? When you have some beet tops, or what do you say, green?
Beet tops.
Or greens, or what? Salad, or?
I don't know. We don't do it very often. My daughter-in-law over here, she does quite often. She just takes them, when they're not too big, she just takes them, the beets and all, and beets and tops and all. I don't know how she cooks them. Use them kind of as a greens.
Greens, huh?
Go on, take the rest of it.
I'll do a little more. You do use the word greens.
Pardon?
You do use the word greens, that's what
Yes, we use the word greens, and
that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Let's see now. On the ear of corn, the outer thing, you got to pull off the
husk.
And the corn that you might eat for a meal, you'd call
sweet corn?
Or any other term for that?
Oh, roasting ears. What else? What else? Other terms that he uses?
Corn on the cob?
Oh, yes.
You didn't call it green corn.
No, we never know that.
On the top of the corn stalk is the
tassel. We know that because we raise seed corn. They tassel six rows out of every eight of them, so we know about that.